So, well, let's have a word of prayer, all right? Lord, we just want to wait on you because you are worth waiting for. And Lord, I just want to draw back myself right into your breast. Just lean against you. Like that line in that song, lay back against you and breathe, feel your heartbeat. Lord, I just, you know, been through so many resurrection days or Easter days, whatever you want to call it, but just a time that we would commemorate what you did on the cross. And today, tonight, we want to have communion, and I like that verse where you said, just as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. But Lord, I like to remember you every day, though I may not do it that way in communion. But I do it in communion. And Lord, we just, that's what we want. We want to live in a place of communion where you are our first love. I love it the way that Rebecca said to me today. She said, you know, I met Jesus, but I still had things I wanted to do my way. She said, but after I heard that Hosea project, I said, you know, Jesus, I just want to give you my whole life. And I don't want it to be my life anymore. I just want to lose my life to you. And it's like, you just see it. She's just so much more free than she was before. And Lord, that's where I want to live, and that's where I just ask that you would help each one of us to live. Tonight, we just need you to gather us, to gather our attention, to draw us unto you, that our focus would be you, and that we would allow you just to move or interrupt or whatever it is you're wanting to do. We could be moving in one direction and you want to do something different. That's completely okay. You just come and have your way. But we just are telling you, we so glad you gave me this thought. I don't know how to get to you. I might have all these ways I can, but there's times I don't know how to find you. But you always know how to find us. And we're just asking you to come and find us right where we are and reveal yourself and draw us unto yourself. We want to honor you with our words, with our thoughts, with our actions. May you just anoint each one that's singing, may you, each one that's playing, each one that's worshiping or entering into worship, that this would not be a time of being entertained, but this would be a time of deep communion with you, worship, loving you, looking in your eyes, touching your hair, touching your face, looking in your eyes, seeing your heart. Thank you, Jesus. I was looking at him staring through me. I could not escape those beautiful eyes. Thank you, Jesus. You're awesome. This is all about you. Just draw us. Thank you, Jesus.
Stand up, or okay, cool. Because I'm standing up. I want to sit down, but
we stand and lift the body for the joy of the Lord.
Just praise you in this place tonight. Lord, we just want your glory to fall in this place, Lord. Lord Jesus, many of us are prepared for your glory, Lord. Father God, we just give you permission to move amongst us. Father God, that your glory would fill the earth. And Lord, that it would start with me, Lord. That it would start with each one of us, Lord. Releasing your glory, Father God. Lord, touch our heart on that subject tonight, Lord. Lord, again, we just want to declare to you, this is our declaration, Lord, that we've given you permission to move. We are aligning our spirit, Lord, to hear You and only You. And Lord, to say what You would have us to say, Lord. And to do what You would have us to do, Lord. Lord Jesus, if there is any resistance, Father God, I ask that You would take care of that. At this very moment. Father God, as a church, we disagree, Father God, with anything that's not of You.
Amen.
We break agreement, Lord, with anything that is not in Your Word, on Your heart, in Your eyes, Lord. We break agreement with it. If it's not of You, Lord, we don't want it. So Lord, teach us tonight how to worship in a whole new level, Lord. We're waiting on You, Lord. How many people agree with that declaration that we're breaking agreement?
Yeah.
All right. Thank You, Lord. Because we need to speak it out. We need to say it.
Yeah.
It doesn't just happen. Lord, that You would just move at this moment, Lord, and have Your people say what they need to say, Lord. We're giving You all the room to work to move here tonight, Lord. There are people here tonight that need to say something to the Lord. And it's going to change everything in your life. I just feel like, I don't know how this works here, but
thank you. We're going to be taking communion tonight, and Harvey's going to read you a passage, but this is a time you need to be searching yourself, and if there's anything that you need prayer for, something you need to get right with God before you take communion, anything you just want the team to pray for you, come to whoever you feel led to come to and let them pray with you.
1 Corinthians 11, we'll start with verse 26. I just want you to listen. You don't have to turn there. Just listen. See, there's churches that just take communion, and it's not good. Not according to the Scripture. Because it comes with a warning. This is done. This is very heavy duty with God. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily shall be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself. God, please come search me. Remember we do that passage? Let a man examine himself. God, is there anything between you and me? Do I have unrepented of sin? Am I willful? Am I stubborn? Am I rebellious? Am I disobedient? Is there something that I need to deal with, God, and get real with God? Let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of that bread and drink of that cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. You see, a real Christian doesn't ever die. That's why this last Monday, my mom graduated to heaven. She did not die. She simply moved from one body to another. She changed locations. She passed over. For this cause many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. That's why I said sleep instead of die. But that's what happens with a believer. There's believers that sleep. They go into what we would call they died. But they actually slept. They went on to be with God. Because they had sin in their life. There was not unrepented of sin. There was known holding on to and entering into communion with that. Not trying to scare somebody or anything. Trying to help you get free. The truth shall make you free. This is about us entering into what God has. God's doing some heavy duty things, and this needs to be said. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. But when we are judged, we are chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. If we judge ourselves, we don't have to worry about being judged by God. But we need to look into ourselves. God, is there something I'm not repenting of? Something I'm holding on to? Something I need to confess? Something I need to break agreement with? Something that He's dealing with you about? That you are holding on to, you're willful against Him. The then let's deal with that. Let's get it done. It's like I said to the people this morning, every day, Jesus, I bring myself under your blood. I want to be submitted unto him, unto his way, his life. I need his forgiveness. I need his cleansing. Okay? Because we want everybody to be able to take communion. But I don't want somebody to take it and that they didn't go through this. This isn't... There's a lot of people that do it different. That's why one of the reasons we don't do this so often. Because to us, this is a very big thing. We don't look at it as a light thing. Because I don't see it light in the Scripture. When you do this, you do show the Lord's death till he comes. Okay? So let's search our hearts. Okay? Right now. Let's search our hearts. God, I dare you. God, I ask you to reveal to me. Is there anything that I'm fighting against you? Something I'm willful? I'm like saying I already know, or I've already got what I believe, and I'm not listening. I'm not willing to look. I'm not willing to hear. Because people tell us things all the time. I don't see anything wrong with it. And it's like, how do you miss it? It's so against Scripture. So ask God, God, what am I blind to? Where am I not in agreement? What? Please come search my heart. Because God loves you. And he's after you. He just wants sweet communion with you. That's what it's called, communion. So let's not let there be anything between us and him except love. Thank you, Jesus.
I can't hide any longer.
touch me, O Lord. Thank you.
kept seeing a vision. I was just praying about sin, and I just said, Jesus, I want to repent of any sin. I don't want there to be any sin in me that I'm holding on to. And he gave me this vision. It was like his heart was like, I don't know how to say it exactly, just it was like, Lord, I want to be a blessing to you. I want to heal you, not hurt you. And as we're doing this communion, we're commemorating your death, you know, on the cross, your blood, your beaten, broken body. And he said, if somebody is holding on to their sin, it's like they're holding on to the nail and keeping it in my hand while I'm on the cross. And he said, and if they want to release their sin, it's like they don't want to. It's like they're removing the nail out of my hand, and they're just like kissing my hand, and they're just blessing me and refreshing me and encouraging Jesus. It's like, do we hold on to it or do we let go of it? And I don't want to hold on to any sin. And that's just what I was saying. Please help me to see what I don't see. Please help me to admit what I haven't admitted. Please open my blinded eyes so that I can break agreement. I can confess it. I can openly admit it and get rid of it and release it, to release that pain and what held you to the cross. I don't want to hold you to the cross, Jesus. I want to release you. I want to minister to you. I want to bless you by releasing my sin.
See you. Thank you.
Going to pour the juice into the cups, and then as God is dealing with you and you feel ready with you and God, then you go and do communion, you and God, and the juice and the bread will be over there, and you just go and you just think on Jesus, thank Him for His broken body. Take the bread, thank Him for His blood. Because without the shedding of blood, there's no remission or removal of sin. Just thank Him for it. Just love on Him. And just take that in remembrance of Him. As God leads you, when you're ready. We're not going to do it as like a ceremony or something. Just it's you and Jesus.
Thank you.
under your blood, under the blood, the precious blood of the Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish or spot, under your blood, bring myself completely, submit myself therefore to God's, bring myself completely under your blood. Felt like God said just to say that over and over again, under his blood, under the blood of Jesus, under the blood of Jesus. Under your blood, I bring myself under your blood, Jesus. Under your blood. He wants to be your covering. Choice to bring yourself under the blood, under him, under the blood of Jesus.
Sitting with him you know, or like on the ground, if you just close your eyes and just picture it with me, because I feel like it's not just for me. Just picture yourself sitting in the grass with Jesus. And you're just kind of leaning up against him and just hanging out. And he's got this cup in his hand, and he's, you know, he's drinking from that. And he's reaching over to hand it to you. And he's asking you if you'll drink from the cup that he's drinking from. And I was looking at his hand when he was giving me the cup, and there was blood running down his hand. So as I reached to take the cup, his blood was on me. He wants that intimacy. He wants to share the cup with you, with me. He's asking if we'll drink from it. And what's in the cup for you may be different than what's in the cup for somebody else. You need to ask him, what is it that he's asking of you? What is it that he's presenting you to drink? It might not taste great, but do you trust him that it's for your good? And if you'll trust him and take a drink, there is a sweetness in it. There's joy, and there is grace, and there is peace, and there is love. Never known, far beyond anything, far beyond. But you have to choose to accept whatever's in the cup. Thank you. Thank you.